It's a date I can't forget. Don't want to forget. The day I was saved, whilst so many were lost. Let me take you back to that night of 1906. A night like no other, not before or since. A night that started just the same as the countless before it. A night closing to the sound of footsteps. Some hurried, clipped and sure of their destination, others slowly contemplating. Familiar voices winding the way up towards us in the vaults and arches. We'd hear other voices too, unusual in their diction, ones we'd strain to hear and pass along like Chinese whispers. At the end of the day, as night fell, we'd cling to the echoes of the evening's chants, feel every timbre deep beneath our grain. We could see it, of course, the flickering of a burning candle as the darkness crept amongst us. It had oft been left alight, and we thought nothing of it but a warm glow that would soon too fade to darkness. How wrong we were to misjudge it so. Boss Lion roared, scampered around his vault, alerting whom he could, whilst our lady screamed out with consternation and Boss Boars ran wild. Meddlesome at the best of times, their panic could not be halted, even by my bellowing for them to remain calm. Fire snuck across the sacred cloth, hovered for a moment beneath the tapestry, so beautiful in its detail of the monks about their work. We thought, those of us that were watching and not running round in blind and crazed lunacy, we thought it had expired until the flames uncurled behind the tapestry, ripped through the fabric at terrible speed and hurled themselves back and forth towards the timbers. The sights and noises of that night will never leave me. The churn of blackness smothered and choked our voices. Fire spread with rapid rage. There was so little time to speak of any escape that Boss Rooster and Boss Knight and his horse and so many more had already been taken by the fire's flames. Those of us left moved quickly to the highest and the most central space. Let us gather and pray for safe passage, I said to the bosses as I clambered upon them, pinnacle to their trembling mound, and we sang, holding each other in prayer. The flames danced like dervishes closer and closer until in that moment, both clarity and confusion, I fell, let go, was pushed. I fell. Others above me suffered, and one by one their smouldering remains covered my sorrow. Now today I am no longer high in the vaults, but here in the south transept, doubting day upon day my place of pride, though, if I'm truthful, I do feel blessed, deserved of the honour. No, I do not wish honour when so many suffered. I know time has passed and I cannot cling to suffrage. Should celebrate the marvellous and resplendent times I have lived before and since. Am I not resurrected to remember those that were lost? Treasured as a relic, so they, the many, may not be forgotten? How I ache with all my grain to be up there again with old friends. The new gilded golden bosses tell me, no, correct me, that they are not new. They too are old. We've seen as much as you old goat, they say. Snoots, I swipe back. Seen as much? You're no more than infants. It's not the same as the old days when I had the privilege of seeing all that went on below. Now my view is restricted and phones flashing and clicking inches from my face have long since lost their novelty value. I have tried, tired of being the treasured survivor, though through gritted teeth I will muster up a smile, burnt out boss that I am. It's the least I can do for my long lost companion.